This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday, and it's not just any Friday. It's the Friday we have been waiting for more than a year. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Here we are, phase five. Let me start by asking you how the expo was yesterday. We were not there for the very first time in a long time, and not for any purpose or reason other than we're moving and everybody's just busy doing everything right now, so we were unable to attend. What was it like?
Brian, it was so great to see everybody, and people were so happy to be on the eve of phase five, you know, a place we didn't think we would be for a much, much longer period. You know, when these phases were announced, it looked like it was into, you know, forever, and we were all going to be stuck in caves. But so it was great. Had a nice turnout of people, good cross section of folks, but it was wonderful.
Oh, good. And what message did you deliver, if you can give us the elevator version of your State of the City address?
Well, basically, I went back in time to where, you know, from, you know, the local leadership perspective of what it was like being the mayor, being in, you know, in the middle of the crisis, the COVID crisis. You know, usually the State of the City address is it's a, you know, cheerleaders sort of version of all the great things going on, and we celebrate everything. But that wasn't really our reality for the last year and a half since the last business expo, and just kind of walking through what it was like, how fast this all happened to turn our lives around or turn everything off, basically. Because, you know, in I think it was in March, you know, Pritzker declared schools closed for 2 weeks. That turned into a year and a half for a lot of kids. You know, the statewide disaster declaration came when we had 11 cases total in the state of Illinois. So, and it was like, boom, there it happened. But just, I went back and walking through all of the events, you know, that one went after another, and you had the, you know, we had COVID to deal with, the lockdown, and we had, you know, these businesses watching their future so uncertain. So we had economic uncertainty and collapse for some, and then straight into civil unrest. And, you know, after the George Floyd murder, we had, you know, 11 arson fires in 48 hours, or 11 fires. One was a major business that was not an arson, but it was very odd reliving like the first death in Macon County and just going through the timeline of events. You know, some lighter moments, some of the, you know, words that have become our standardization for vocabulary now, you know, like outdoor pants. Things we didn't talk about before, social distancing, all part of our daily conversation. So, you know, but and also look ahead. The city didn't stop during COVID. We continued to work on things like, you know, the Brush College overpass project that is getting closer every day. And we're hoping to let bids later this summer, early fall. So this, you know, projects that are happening. So, you know, there's a lot of good things going on, but I really kind of took a bit of a risk to not be the cheerleader this time and to really say this is what it was like.
March 28th was the first case in Macon County. You know, you and I have been on the air every day, with a few exceptions, for the last year and few months. You know, we're going to hit the 11,000 case threshold here in Macon County probably today, if not, then tomorrow. And we've seen plenty of death, two more this week, a lot of loved ones taken way too early, people, you know, in their 40s and their 50s. And yet there has been such a lack of compassion from so many people about that loss of life. Has that surprised you, not as a mayor, but just as a human being?
Brian, we are so much better than that in this country, first of all, but specifically in Macon County. This is the most caring county I've ever known. It's evidenced every fall with your food drive. I mean, people who can't afford, you know, some of the nicer things in life are there with their donations, trying to help others that are even more or less fortunate. We have a lot of resources here that we depend on, but it's always been about the people caring about their neighbors and taking care of their, you know, friends, family, but also strangers. And that's kind of been what we do here. And so it's been hard to understand where people are when they are so nonchalant about death and sickness and, you know, survival of the fittest. It's that's been a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, it really has been. And yet, at the same time, there have been unbelievable examples of behavior on the opposite side of that spectrum. The young leaders in action, you know, who recently won the Governor's Cup, you know, out there, those young kids leading the way and helping and doing for others and being selfless in that. So I think it's good probably to concentrate on the better behavior, and hopefully that inspires people to be better.
Well, Brian, I think in reality, I truly believe in the people of this community. And I think the voices that we hear, the nastiness, I think those are a very, very small percentage of our population. I think the overall numbers in this community remain compassionate, caring about their fellow man. And, you know, just they really do care. They want everybody to have a fair life, a good life, an opportunity in life, and they want everybody to be safe. So I think, you know, it's easy to listen to the negatives and the ones that get on social media and just say the most outlandish things that you're just like, what is wrong with you? But I don't think by any stretch of the imagination that it's the majority. I also think that, you know, social media has given people a voice that maybe shouldn't have it.
I'm sure that will be the next meme, that quote right there. All right, when we look forward to what's happening, there is this Delta variant out there. The U.S. Surgeon General yesterday issued a warning to people not vaccinated. This thing's bouncing around. It's deadlier than the past variants. It's very, very contagious compared to some of the others. And if you're not vaccinated, you're not out of the woods.
And I think that's one thing people are taking for granted. Our positivity rate in Macon County is under 1%. Okay, that is remarkable. It's like the last I looked, it was like 0.9%. So, you know, and people are, it's like we're back in business. We've got masks off. We are out. We are starting to have events again, like the Chamber's Business Expo. Things are happening. So you have this false sense of security, especially for those that are not vaccinated. They're like, well, I haven't been sick. I'm fine. Well, these new variants that are here, can hit you and hit you hard, especially when you're not expecting it because you think everything is fine. I am concerned going into the fall about those folks that are not vaccinated and I'm not trying to jump ahead to fall, but that they may have a false sense of safety that's really not there.
On October 30th of last year, we had the highest mark since the beginning of the pandemic in the state of Illinois with 6,943 new confirmed cases. They broke that record again on October 31st and then went on to break that record over and over and over again in November. And we were teetering close to the space we didn't want to be with hospitals being overwhelmed here in Macon County and a lot of death. And it is amazing how people forget that. But October and November were our deadliest months.
Yeah, and it was not a matter of not enough hospital beds. We had the beds. The problem is we didn't have enough nurses and caregivers to take care of all of the sick people, which is one of the things we were trying to warn people about so much in the beginning. It was a matter of not having capacity to take care of an overwhelmed system if you had too many people that had COVID, because COVID patients that were hospitalized required a lot of care. And meanwhile, other things didn't stop. You didn't stop having heart attacks and strokes and babies. So, you know, hospitals are here for a reason, to take care of the population. And you throw in a pandemic and, you know, patients that have what we call high acuity, who have a high need for attention from medical caregivers, it's hard to take care of everybody. And so that was one of the things we didn't want to have happen, was overwhelm our hospitals. Now, we didn't get past the breaking point, but we were close. You know, our hospitals were full, and it was a scary time.
All right, so we move forward now. The phase five is basically, I mean, other than I know there are hospital guidelines, I know that they're suggesting school guidelines, you know, when school starts in the fall, there are still some things that will be in place, but pretty much the restrictions have all been lifted.
Yeah, in many respects, Brian, it's like this never happened. We all know it did, but it's, and we're all so anxious to get our lives back that it's like, woohoo, we're good, we're done. And in many respects, we are. But again, on public transportation currently, like if you're riding Decatur City buses, you've got to have a mask on. And the same is true for airline travel, et cetera. So, you know, I just urge people to be really cautious. Don't stop washing your hands. We learned that washing your hands and, you know, kind of staying back from one another sure stops the spread of germs. And, you know, we saw that in our flu numbers. So, you know, we still have things to be worried about, but it is like the light has come back on, you know. We made it through.
Yep, but as we pointed out often, it's not a light switch that goes on and off. It's a dimmer switch that goes, you know, back and forth. So we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much, Mayor. And I don't know, we haven't talked about this, but I assume maybe that, you're welcome on the program every day, but we've gotten to a point where these daily updates, I don't know if you feel like they're necessary. I'll leave that up to you, but you're always welcome.
Well, thank you, Brian. I think we should probably take a bit of a pause and at least cut this down. Our crisis communication team has also taken a pause. We had our final meeting, final meeting this Wednesday. We've got everybody's contact information. If we need to get back together, we certainly will. We are in place. We have our organization ready to go, but it's just not needed at this point. So we'll talk about how often you want to hear from me, but I feel like we're kind of in the, you know, I'm not quite news cycle anymore.
All right. Well, listen, I can't tell you how thankful I am for you being with us every single day throughout all of this. And it's way above and beyond expectations. So have a great weekend, Mayor. And we'll talk soon. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.